Take a moment to fill out the tab on your church bulletin, drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Otero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. At 3:30 this afternoon, our brother Lee Prater will be leading the Bible study class Searching the Scriptures. Pastor Tomlinson's condition is slowly improving, both in cough and in voice, so we're thankful for that, and we thank you for your prayers. Directly following this service, we'll hold our quarterly business meeting, and we would encourage you to attend. At the 5 o'clock service this afternoon, Pastor Otero will be bringing a message from Luke chapter 22, verse 13, titled Memorials. The Ladies' Bible Study will meet tomorrow, March 9th, at 10 p.m. and 7 p.m., and if you have any questions about the Ladies' Bible Study, please see Raquel Otero or Mary Tomlinson. Men's Bible Study will meet Thursday, March 12th at 7 p.m. and see Pastor Tomlinson if you'd like more information. The Wednesday evening prayer service at 7:30 p.m. will feature reading from the Gospel of Mark, chapters 10 and 11. Please refer to your bulletin for activities scheduled this afternoon and the regular insert in your bulletin for activities scheduled this week and next Sunday. As you may know, Victor Laurel's father, Dr. Antonio Laurel, went to be with the Lord. The list of services are posted in the lobby for your information. The services will be Tuesday and Wednesday. Our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from 1 Chronicles chapter 29, verses 12 and 13. Both riches and honor comes from you, and you reign over all. In your hand is power and might. In your hand is to make great and to give strength to all. Now therefore, our God, we thank you and praise your glorious name. Now our brother Anthony Laurel will be leading us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 37, How Great Thou Art.
Good morning and welcome once again to Bethel Baptist Church. It's good to have you here this morning. A scripture that's been very challenging to me, but also brought me great peace and comfort, is John chapter 11 and verse 25. Jesus is speaking to Martha after the death of Lazarus. He says, Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this? This same Jesus is the one who has victory over death and over sin. Do you believe this? Let's sing it together. Hymn number 37, How Great Thou Art.
O Lord, my God. His presence daily live. Thank you, Brother Anthony, and we shall look to the Lord in prayer in this worship service. Our Heavenly Father, we read in Psalm 68, the Lord gave the word. Great was the company of those who proclaim it. I don't think there was the number that God has in mind, but the privilege that we have in proclaiming the word of God. When you tell us in the Psalm, great was the company, I think in our little church, and how wonderful it is to be in the company of people who believe your word, in the company of people who endorse what you said. They had no doubt of your words of admonition, your words of encouragement, your words of hope. And so I'm a privileged, Father, to be a pastor of a congregation that you call Great Company. And so I'm thankful, Father. I'm very thankful. Lord, we have these last 3-4 weeks with a heavy heart, and you understand why. The Laurel family have been under the pressure of seeing their people going into your presence. First was the Lynn father, and now, Lord, we have Anthony Laurel, Victor's father. And Lord, we pray for Philomena Laurel, his wife, Victor's mother. Give her peace and comfort. I know they believe you. They belong to another kind of church who has sometimes misled the people. But somewhere, somehow, you get through it. And you get into the heart of the people. And because I have talked long enough to Philomena, I know that she believes you. And that she is in another type of worship, another type of getting to you, but she got to you. And I love that, that you overcome whatever obstacles are there and you present yourself to people. And I know she must be in pain after so many years of marriage and relationship to Anthony. Alive through, Raquel and I often think in our past, in the life that God put us through and how we been together. And so, Lord, I pray that you will relax her mind and heart, and that her body will be under control. And so when this coming week, we will place our brother Anthony to rest, she will have a peace of heart that the real rest already happened. At that moment in the hospital, when the nurse told me it is done, it is finished. And then the nurse looked into my eyes and said, he is with the Lord. Lord, thank you. In a hidden hospital, the nurse told me he is with the Lord. Lord, what a blessing sometimes we have that you have in store for us right there in moments like this, and they are good. Lord, I recall that you mentioned in the scripture in the book of Revelation that you will wipe away every tear from the believer's eyes. There will be no more death, no sorrow, no crying, no pain, for the former things have passed away. Thank you for those words of encouragement in the book of Revelation. And may this be the encouragement to our church and to their family. May the peace of God fill our heart deeply. Now, Lord, we do have the mission to proclaim your word, and we pray for blessings upon this service as we proclaim the word of the living God today. And then, Lord, for those missionaries of ours who proclaim the word, Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Marisa Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Vendano, Martha Ferretti, Joe and Diane Avila, the Informed Choice, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, and Fred and Carol Lewis. Lord, how much we really love this. And we pray that they too may feel the strength that come from above to carry their ministry. Lord, I was talking to Eusebio Perez, and he was a little discouraged because the congregation became small. And Lord, We don't know how big was the congregation in the Bible. We only hear once the 3,000 were saved, but the rest were just a handful of people. But 2,000 years later, those handful of people have passed the word. And so, Father, we might may be a handful of people here, but help us to pass the word so the people can be saved. Now, Lord, we will have a business meeting after, and we pray your blessings as we review the past and we laid our hands and our mind for you for the future. Bless the word today. And Lord, you know we're a little behind in our support, and we pray that your people will love and care according to their possibilities, will enable us to have a balanced budget. We thank you, Lord, for what you're going to do with us. So bless the offering and bless the giving. In Jesus, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the Epistle of Paul the Apostle to the Ephesians. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 1276. We will be reading Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. Will you please stand now for the reading of God's Word, Ephesians chapter 5, verses 15 through 21. Please see then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Wherefore be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is, and be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord, giving thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, submitting yourselves one to another in the fear of God. Blessed is God's word. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can assemble together and look into and study the scriptures, so that we may grow in maturity and be obedient to the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you that this is only possible by your grace and not our efforts alone. Help us to recognize and utilize the spiritual gifts that have been given to us by the Holy Spirit as members of the body of Christ. Strengthen us to walk wisely, redeeming the time according to your word. We pray now for our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to preach the word, and if there be some listening on the radio and internet and CD who are in unbelief, give them ears to hear and understand and believe the gospel, and that they might be saved. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Please be seated.